Fatimah radiallahu anha, she says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, woman folk, he addressed us, he said, "Oh woman, oh gathering of women, that give sadaqah in the path of Allah." In other words, spend. Even if it means you spending from your jewelry. From your jewelry itself, even if it means you spending your jewelry, spend that also. So she, as Sahaba would have it, the moment they would be encouraged to do something, they wouldn't be like us, immediately they would act. They would want to act upon the advices they received from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what happened was, she came up to her husband, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and she told him that you are a poor man, that if I spend on you, find out from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whether this will suffice. In other words, the wife is spending on the husband, is that okay, or she has to go spend on some outside poor person, not somebody within the home? So she asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu to ask, but Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu told her that you rather ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, this masla was pertaining to you, directly to you, so it would be better if you ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنْ كَانَ ذَلِكَ يُجْزِعُ عَنِّي وَإِلَّا صَرَفْتُهَا إِلَىٰ غَيْرِكُمْ فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بَلْ إِتِهِ أَنْتِ فَانْطَلَقْتُ فَإِذَا إِبْرَأَتُ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ بِبَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَاجَتِي حَاجَتُهَا. So she says that I went to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was already another woman waiting there by his door. And she had the same question that I had. She had the same concern, same worry, same need that I had, she had. وكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألقيت عليه المحبة فخرج علينا بلال. She says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had a type of an awe. Any senior person, any great person, people have a little bit of worry, concern, people are a bit distant from him in the sense that they can't just approach him directly, they got that little bit of respect. So you can imagine the status and the maqam of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So she is also saying that Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام had a type of an awe. So Hazrat Bilal رضي الله تعالى عنه had come to us. فَقُلْنَا لَهُ إِئْتِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَاخْبِرْهُ أَنَّ امْرَأَتَيْنِ بِالْبَابِ تَسْأَلَانِكَ أَتُجْزِئُ الصَّدَقَةُ عَنْهُمَا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمَا وَعَلَى أَيْتَامِ فِي حُجُورِهِمَا. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu came, they told him, go up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tell him that there are two ladies that are asking that if they spend on those people, they spend on their husbands and on those people that are under their guardianship. In other words, those poor miskins, those orphans that are in their guardianship, they also wouldn't at home. That home environment, those orphans, you can spend on them or they spend on their husbands. Will it be sufficient for them as they, for them to give sadaqah? وَلَا تُخْبِرْهُ مَنْ نَحْنُ. But please don't tell Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who we are. They had so much of respect and awe, etc., that they didn't want to be known who they were. فَدَخَلَ بِلَالٌ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَسَأَلَهُ فَقَالَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ هُمَا قَالَ إِمْرَأَةٌ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ وَزَيْنَبْ. So when he went to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question, the first thing Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked him is, who are these women that are asking the question? Yesterday we explained that a question, the answer is given according to the condition of the person. Not all questions. Some questions are general. For example, how many rakats there are in Zuhur Salah? So that answer is given general for everyone. Whether a person is an old person, a person is a young person, person is sick person, that answer is given. So there are certain questions where the answer is for everyone, but there are certain questions it is dependent on the questionnaire that's asking, then accordingly the answer is given. For example, one person, he comes in Abu Dawud Sharif, one person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, old person, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may I kiss my wife in the month of Ramadan in the condition of fasting? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him, he said, you can kiss your wife. Then another young person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked exactly the same question. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam told him that it is not permissible for you to kiss your wife. So both asked the same question, both got the opposite answers. Ulama explained from this that according to the questionnaire, that is why the answer is given. Why it was told for the old man? Because there was very little chance that he will break his fast. He will lead to such a situation where it will cause him to break his fast. But a young man, now with all that energy, etc., he's got, so that likelihood of him controlling himself and maintaining that fast was very difficult. So therefore, to avoid any problem, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him it's not permissible. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asked Hazrat Bilal who it is. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu says it is one woman from the Ansar, and it is Hazrat Zainab radiallahu anhu. Then again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ which Zainab is this? فَقَالَ إِمْرَأَةُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ. Then he replied specifically, this is the wife of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَهُمَا أَجْرَانِ. Tell them that for both of them there's two rewards. One is ajr al-qaraba wa ajr al-sadaqah. The first one is the reward of maintaining family ties, because they gave that sadaqah within the family. And the second reward they get is the reward of sadaqah. So in other words, these people, they not only will get one reward, they'll get double reward for that act of this. Today's hadith, a short hadith, the Nabi Sufyan Sakhr ibn Harb radiallahu anhu fi hadithi al-tawil fi qissati Hiraqal, anna Hiraqla qala li Abi Sufyan, فَمَاذَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ. This was the incident where Hiraqal, known as Hercules, he had called up to find out about the Sahaba. He heard about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he got the letter from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inviting him to Islam. So he wanted to do his own investigation to see what this religion is all about. So he called some people, there's some traders that were there. So Hazrat Abu Sufyan, at that time he wasn't a Sahabi. Later on he became radiallahu anhu. So he was called with some Sahaba, and he made him sit right in front of him, and behind him he kept all the other satis, all the other companions. But the reason he did this was, the moment Abu Sufyan, if he spoke a lie, then his satis behind him, by virtue of their reaction, he would have made out that he's speaking a lie. So he kept him right in front of him, and he kept his other companions, other traders that were there from Makkah Sharif, he kept them just behind. So now he was asking questions. So this is what this hadith is speaking. It's a long hadith, but Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi just brought one short portion here to try and emphasize on this family ties. So he says, "Anna Hiraqal qala li Abi Sufyan, فَمَاذَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِهِ." So now he wanted to find out more about Islam and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So he's directing all his questions to Abu Sufyan to see how he answers. So he's asking this Abu Sufyan, and Abu Sufyan himself, in the long hadith, he mentions that if it wasn't for the fear of lying and being regarded as a liar, I would never have wanted to answer positively about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I was scared that I may be branded as a liar. Imagine, in those days, even a kafir would be scared about being branded as a liar. So even a kafir would not speak lies in such a delicate situation also. So anyway, he answers. So the question that was put to him in the situation is, what is this man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanding you people towards? What is he telling you to do? So Hiraqal is giving the answer. So Abu Sufyan is now giving the answer to Hiraqal, to Hercules. He's saying, قَالَ قُلْتُ يَقُولُ أُعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. So the first thing he answered is, this person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling us that we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not ascribe any partner to him. وَتْرُكُوا مَا يَقُولُ آبَاؤُكُمْ. And the next thing he's telling us is, we should leave out what our forefathers have told us and taught us, as far as making kufr and disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and idolization. Leave all that out. And we must leave what our forefathers did and what they told us. And now we must follow and we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first thing he's telling us. وَيَأْمُرُنَا بِالصَّلَاةِ. And the next thing he's commanding us to do is, he's commanding us to perform salah. We never used to perform salah before, and now he's commanding us to perform salah. The third thing was sidq. The third thing he's asking us to do is, he's asking us to be very, very honest. So in other words, Hercules is saying from the answer that this person has to be a good person. Everything so far he's telling us to do is good things. Wal afaf. And he's then asking us to be chaste, not to be immoral, to look after our chastity. Was silati muttafaqun ali. And the fourth thing that he's asking us to do is, he's asking us to maintain family ties. This is how this part of the hadith ties up with this chapter. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanding us that we should maintain family ties. The rest of the hadith is quite long. Inshallah, at some point we'll do it, of how he reacted and how the people reacted, etc., and how they were faced with the situation. But an important point to note here was, even in those days, the kuffar also would be very, very particular about the fact and about speaking lies. That if they were to say something, they would honor their word. To such an extent, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had like a bet. He had a bet with one non-Muslim in the time of when this person was, the non-Muslim wasn't, at that time he hadn't accepted Islam, but the ayats have come that very soon, Ghulibat Rome will be defeated. So they thought Rome was a big empire at that time. It's almost impossible that Rome can be defeated. But so Ghulibat Rome fi adna al-ardi wa hum min ba'di ghalabihim sayaghlibun, that it has been defeated, but after some times the Romans again will take over the Persian Empire. So the Persian Empire had taken over the Roman Empire, and the ayat of the Quran here is saying, sometime in the future again Rome will be victorious. So for them it was very, very, in fact the Muslims, they were aligned and they would like Rome, because the people of Rome were Christians and they had some deen. People of Persia were fire worshippers, so the mushrikeen of Persia were sort of backing them. Like how sometimes when you get a cricket match, the non-Muslims, for example, I'm just giving an example, the Hindus, for example, will support India, and you'll find the Muslims will support Pakistan. Although both of them are not from India or Pakistan, both of them are from South Africa, but because one have got some affinity that these people are Hindus, these people say we are Muslims, so now they'll start backing Pakistan, they'll back. So like that, at that time, the Muslims would back Rome because these people had a deen, and the people of Persia didn't have any deen, so the Quraysh would support them. So it so happened that now the Romans were defeated. So here the Quraysh, and they were mocking the Muslims, that your team or your party has lost. But the ayat of the Quran says, وَهُمْ فِي أَدْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ. After a short period of time, again the Romans would become victorious over the Persians. So it happened like that. So when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got this ayat, and he told them that very shortly, so one person took a bet with him, that this will never happen. But he betted a large number of animals. And when it did happen, Allah Pak made it such, after a very short while, that the Romans again were victorious over the Persians. To honor his word, whatever amount he said, he gave all of that. So even the kuffar at that time, they were very, very particular about not speaking lies. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of being so honest, that here in the presence of the king, he could have lied about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but he said, I was scared that I would be branded a liar. Just because of that, I spoke the truth about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah give us all the tawfiq of also being honest. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.